All right, so I hope you had a beautiful Easter. We did. Beautiful Easter. Weather was great. Church was terrific. Really enjoyed it. And yet I'm stunned and shocked by the assault on Christians every day that is somehow ignored in this country. You know, oh, Steve, come on. Some people say, what is that country? Well, it's pretty obvious. Easter Sunday declared what? The Trans Day of Visibility by Joe Biden? Really? Easter Sunday. From this devout Catholic, please, bringing Pete Hoekstra back in. Pete, hope you had a nice Easter. Hope everything was good with your family.
I'll tell you, it was a phenomenal day yesterday. We had great weather, but most importantly, we had a great sermon from our pastor. We had dinner with family, celebrated a risen Lord. It was a beautiful day yesterday. The most holy day.
And this administration, this is what, they just trivialize Easter. I mean, I saw pictures from London. No Easter anything anywhere. Just Ramadan stuff all the way down the street, right? On Easter Sunday. How many, 31 million Christians in the UK? Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Here in America, the matter. You were telling me in the break, I saw this story just pass by. A whole trailer full of Bibles. Set ablaze in America. Another church set ablaze in America. And everybody looks the other way. Weird.
Well, obviously it made it into the news, so not everybody is looking the other way, but I think this administration will look at the will look the other way. You know, America grew up with a, we developed with a recognition that religion was an important part of our society and our faith, and that's why we have a freedom of religion, and we've had respect for other religions, throughout our history. And an attack on one religion is an attack on every religion. We can't have it. We shouldn't tolerate it. And we need to have forceful leadership coming out of Washington about the freedom of religion and the respect and how we will protect, religious people in our society today.
Yeah,
it's.
We have to.
Everything is upside down today.
Marginalizing the Christians. Ignoring, this whole chance. Look, you want to recognize somebody, fine, do it. I mean, there's only like 40 days in the year now that we identify and recognize trans people that are marginalized and so on and so forth. But I guess we had to make another one on Easter Sunday because we didn't want to come up short this year on 40 or 50 days recognizing one marginalized group. Fair enough. All right. So then I do want to shift to the police officer in New York City, Jonathan Diller, killed in the line of duty. Donald Trump goes, meets with the family, meets with mourners, pays respects. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton are off raising $25 million right across town. They say nothing. They don't show up. Just like we have barely heard anything about, we heard about Lincoln Riley one time during the State of the Union. Other than that, Lake and Riley, her death ignored. Democrats ignore the damage they do, the war on police, the war on America. Donald Trump shows up, gets warmly received, as he should, because he spends time with the family of Lake and Riley. He spends time with the family of this fallen police officer, right? I mean, this is an easy compare and contrast.
It really is, and I think, the president's interaction, at least as I saw it, with the family of the police officer. And this has been one of the very, very strong suits of Donald Trump. It's why in 2016 we won in Michigan. He can relate to the average person. He related to the blue-collar auto workers that we're being and are continually being threatened by policies coming out of Washington. I think he can relate to people who are struggling because of inflation. He can relate to the officers of or the families of officers who have lost their lives. He's got a great personal touch and a sincerity when he interacts with people who are facing crisis or difficult times in their life. I've gotten to know the president quite well. He's a very personable, down-to-earth individual, and I think that's one of his strong suits. And when he sees this, he really, really cares about the impact that this is having on families, and especially when he knows that it could have been avoided. So many of the, I don't know the details about New York City in that case, but we know that the case with Lakin, the case here in Grand Rapids, These are incidents that did not have to happen. And with the right policies coming out of our government, they would not have happened.
Exactly right. All right, let me ask you this. We got about a minute and a half left here, Pete. How does Donald Trump carry Michigan? How does Michigan become more of a red state? How does Michigan claim a Senate seat that's up for grabs? Maybe pick up a seat or two in Congress, like the 3rd Congressional District over there on the west side, I believe it is, right? How does Michigan come out on the red side?
Now, what you do is, you know, what we've said we're going to do is we're going to focus on two things. We're going to focus about the differences between Joe Biden policies and Donald Trump policies. What does it mean for inflation? What does it mean for jobs? I think you saw that the F-150 plant, the electric vehicles that don't go very far, but cost $50,000, $60,000, $75,000. You know, they laid off, what, 1,400 workers out of, I believe it's 2,100 workers. That's 1,400 Michiganders that are moving to another job. They're going to be faced with retirement. But, you know, talk about what's going to happen with the economy. Talk with what's happening about security and these types of things. So we're going to focus on the issues. We're going to focus on policy, not on personalities. And then we're also going to get out the vote. We're going to go in communities across the state after we've done the persuasion, after we talk to them about what Donald Trump policies mean for Michigan, for America, and for the world.
Then you go close the deal.
Leadership.
Then you go and close the deal and make sure they vote.
By asking for their vote, we are going to ask people across the state for their vote.
Have to do that. Pete Hoekstra, greatly appreciate it. I know you'll be in attendance with the president
tomorrow.
There you go. Sounds good, Pete. Greatly appreciate it. We'll be over there as well. Donald Trump coming to Michigan Tuesday. Pete Hoekstra, always appreciate your input, sir. Thank you.
Hey, great. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break when we come back. China's got a problem. We're going to talk about this new problem for China straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show. Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you're not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely on yourself. Not sure where to start? Go to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Grab a Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for $60 off. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance with Ready Hour emergency food. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every day. Sealed inside heavy-duty packaging, they can last up to 25 years in storage. Go to preparewithgruber.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship that same day. Save $60 per kit at preparewithgruber.com.